Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter. Coming to you guys on this Tuesday, the 18th of April, where we've got a fun conspiracy theory-esque podcast. We are going to break down some of the clips from the exit interviews from Dell Demps and Alvin Gentry last Thursday, the day after the regular season ended. But I kind of have a theory here, and it involves Drew Holiday. And I told you on yesterday's episode I would tease it for you, so I'm just going to come right out to it. We're going to cut to the chase on this edition of here of Locked On Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, of course. And that's that it sounds like maybe the decision on Drew Holiday is already made. Obviously, the Pels would like to bring him back, but in the press conference from last Thursday, it sounded like they're kind of resigned to him going, and maybe they know Holiday's not going to be re-signing with this team. Maybe they gave these answers to kind of lessen the blow and to spin it in their best interest when Holiday does leave this team, potentially, of course. Again, we're reading really deep between the lines here, maybe pulling out some key single words they say in these press conference. But it's kind of interesting, and I'm going to play you a bunch of clips, and nowhere near are you going to hear anyone really say, he's our number one priority, we're going to do everything we can to bring him back, we're hopeful he's going to be here, we're positive we can get him back here, we want to, you know, do whatever it takes, blah, 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 like what you would say if he really was your number one priority. It's just, it's kind of odd that you want him to know this is where you want him, you're committed to him, but you don't really go out to the media and in the public and say that. And these are things they've done in the past where they've kind of been this enthusiastic about certain guys before. So it's going to be really interesting. We're going to break it all down for you here on today's edition of Locked On Pelicans. Now, before I play some clips that kind of maybe back up what I mean by Holiday, you know, having his mind already made up, don't forget, just because basketball season's over and the Pelicans aren't in the playoffs, there's still plenty of events and everything going on around New Orleans and wherever you're going to be. And the best way to do that and to get in on the action is going to be with SeatGeek. You guys have heard me talk about them before. I used them for Saints tickets a ton this past season. And it's a ticket aggregator. They're going to pull tickets from all over the place. They're going to put up the best prices. And not only that, they're going to grade them for you so you know what's good value. You work hard for your money. Make sure you're getting the most out of it. It doesn't take a genius to kind of go that approach with it. But SeatGeek's the best way to do it, the best way to get value for your money. And for Locked On Pelicans listeners, they're actually running a promo right now that only enhances that. If you download the SeatGeek app from the Google Play Store, the iTunes Store, wherever you get your apps, download the SeatGeek app, register for it, go to settings, enter promo code, and put in LO Pelicans, as in Locked On Pelicans, LO Pelicans. You're going to get a $20 rebate just for getting tickets to something you would have been going to anyway. That is a great thing. I've had a ton of listeners use it so far, whether it's bachelor parties, other things, to get big groups. Saves you a little bit of money. You get great seats at a good price. So download the SeatGeek app today, put in the promo code LO Pelicans, and get in on the action today. Okay, so Drew Holiday, maybe that decision already being made, whether it's by the player, by the team, though I think it's more on the side of the player. Maybe just Drew doesn't want to come back and wants to continue his career elsewhere. Again, like I said, the Pels were really odd in this presser the other day about how they kind of approached his topic and what they said about him. Not necessarily saying the wrong things, but more kind of just setting it up for the future if Holiday isn't there. So I'm going to go ahead and play you the first clip that we're going to break down from general manager Dell Demps.
You know, Drew's been with us for 4 years. We love Drew. We love his family. Obviously, we'd like to have him back. You know, he's got a tough decision to make. But, you know, we're going to let that process play out. You know, I said he's one of my favorite players. You know, I think he brings it both. He's a two-way player, and he's a phenomenal person. And, you know, we really enjoy having him here.
let that process play out. That's the line in there that kind of is very odd to me. This is not Dell Demps going up to the podium and speaking before everyone and saying, you know, we want Drew Holiday back. We're going to do everything in our power to bring him back. You know, if I'm the Pelicans GM, I don't want this process to play out. I just want to use it in my advantage that I can offer him an extra year and higher raises and more guaranteed money overall than any other team can just to get him to sign right away. Did the Pelicans want the process to play out for Anthony Davis and his contract extension? No, they were there at 12:01. The first minute, second they could sign that contract and get a deal done, they were doing that. It doesn't sound like they're going to put those moves on Holiday here, and it's a bit odd to me. And again, I think this could be me reading too much into it. Actually, I should probably lead with that. But it also could be that maybe Holiday doesn't want to come back, and he wants to go somewhere else, maybe just play with his brother in New York City, or just go to a better situation that's closer to his family, where someone might be able to take care of the young daughter they have a little bit more. His wife could need some, you know, just him around a little bit, just make it easier overall. I don't know if she was here during the season with the team or not. Holiday's kept that private, you know, and people for the most part have respected that. I'm not trying to speculate on that really either. So maybe it's just Holiday doesn't like playing here, doesn't want to be here. And, you know, it could be basketball reasons for that as well. And I'm going to let Alvin Gentry and Dell Demps talk about that for you guys.
I think the good thing about Drew is, you know, he can play both the one and two. His versatility is one of his strengths. And, you know, the other thing is, like, you know, he can switch on bigs and guard bigs in the post because he's so, you know, strong. And so, you know, his versatility is the thing that, you know, is probably one of his best assets.
I think Drew is, you know, he's one of those players that's really, really talented. He has the ability to be a point guard. He has the ability to play off the ball. So, yeah, I think having another primary ball handler out on the floor with him can be a help to him. And I think he's very accepting of that. You know, he's not at that point where he wants the ball in his hand, you know, all the time. And, you know, like a Chris Paul type situation, that's not really who Drew is. He's very much like playing off the ball where the offense is initiated and then he's the guy that get it and ends up making plays. So that's the beauty of having a guy like him, that he can be off the ball and score and put pressure on the defense, or he can also be your primary ball handler.
Both Demps and Gentry are kind of echoing something that we've seen over the final stretch of the season for the Pelicans and certainly after the trade with DeMarcus Cousins, and that was Holiday paired in the backcourt with Tim Frazier, and it allowed Holiday to play off the ball more, but his role was fairly reduced. He became more of just a spot-up shooter, and you guys who've listened to the podcast over the past number of weeks know that's the main reason I don't like giving him a max deal and necessarily re-signing him for a lot of money, that he's not playing pure point here for the Pelicans. He's not necessarily his best as a pure point either. That's not really who he is, but he's not really allowed to do what makes Holiday special in this offense all of a sudden. There's less room for him to drive to the rim. He's driving less. He turns it all the ball over more when he does drive, and it's kind of minimizing his role to that of a spot-up shooter, and that's oversimplifying it some. But again, you don't necessarily want to pay 30.3, 30.1, whatever, forget the exact number off the top of my head now, in the first year of a five-year max deal for a player who's giving you that kind of production. And if you're Holiday, I don't even know if that's what you want either. I think he likes being the point guard of the team, the guy running the show, the one pulling the strings. And you've got to wonder if maybe he sees his role now in this offense is something he doesn't want to do. And that's one of the reasons why maybe he's just kind of made the decision that he doesn't like his fit here. He doesn't want to be that two guard and play off ball that Gentry and Demps very clearly see him as. And that's why maybe they kind of just drove him right into the arms of another team, which is okay, and it's the right decision if that's how he feels when it comes to it, and also might be the right decision for the Pelicans. But again, it sounds like that's the role that both these guys see him playing in, and if that's not what he wants to do, and I know Gentry said it seems like he's accepting of that, I disagree with that. I don't think that's really what Holiday wants to be doing. You know, again, for that kind of money, maybe he does, and maybe you just deal with it. I'd certainly do a lot of things for $30 million in 1 year and $176 million over five. But I could see Holiday wanting to go elsewhere and be the point guard for another team. And it sounds like both Demps and Gentry kind of know this to a degree, and I'm sure they do. I'm sure they have an idea of what Drew Holiday's thinking and feeling, and they still might try and put the moves on him to an extent, but it sounds like they're not really putting all of their eggs in the Holiday basket, if I can use an Easter reference here, even though I'm couple of days late. So listen to what they say. You know, I'm going to play a couple more clips for you guys, what they say going forward. And, you know, I'll tell you what I think, and you guys let me know what you think.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think everyone does that. You know, you can't he is our priority. Make no mistake about it. But, you know, you also, as a business, this is not any different than anything else in that, you know, you have to look at a situation that if he doesn't come back, then what do we do? And so you have to have a plan A, plan B, plan C. You know, you have to have everything aligned so that if something unfortunate like he decided to leave or something happens, that you've got yourself covered. I mean, that's what every team in the world would do. Miami did it when LeBron left, you know, Miami, and Cleveland did it when LeBron left Cleveland, you know. So it's just kind of one of those situations that, you know, that's a possibility. So as a franchise, you cover all of those grounds.
I mean, their Gentry even does say, hey, we know it's a possibility he might go. We're going to prep for, you know, scenario B, C, D, while Holiday might be the A. But it sounds like if you're prepping that many different ones out there, you really have to be doubting that he's going to be coming back. You're not going to prep scenario other than Holiday, say B, C, D, E, F, G, and so on, if you're really counting on the first one. That's too much work. You want to focus on what you think is the most likely one while having backup plans in place, but you're not necessarily going to run down to your fifth backup plan unless your first one is really potentially going to be out of the water. And I think they realize that, again, that Holiday, there's a serious risk with him going to another NBA team in the future. By the way, before we get to the next clip I want to play for you guys, you know, your company could be right here. Sponsor Locked On Pelicans, and your company is going to reach a passionate 98% male audience that's between the ages of 18 to 44, 25 to 54, all the good demographics that you want to be reaching out to. Recent studies have even shown that podcast listeners are far more likely to interact with sponsors than other forms of media. Get your company some great exposure right here on Locked On Pelicans. Rates are very reasonable and based solely on the number of listeners, so you get your value's worth. Email me. It's jake@bourbonstreetshots.com. Again, that's jake@bourbonstreetshots.com to get started today for your company here on Locked On Pelicans. But it could be more than just Holiday's made a decision to move on. Maybe the Pelicans realize that Holiday isn't the best fit. As I've talked about on various different older podcasts the past couple of weeks, that Holiday is more of a spot-up shooter. He's less of a point guard. He's had his ability to drive be much less effective because of more bodies in the paint. The turnovers are higher down there. He's better when you play him with, you know, another point guard, and he's kind of this combo guard, more of a two guard. Maybe they realize they don't want to have to give a max deal to that type of player and figure they can, you know, get another person in here, another type of player, another player to fill that role for less money, and it's a bit more cost effective. Because the Pelicans, if they do sign Holiday to a max deal, are going to be very limited with what they'll be able to do in free agency in coming seasons. Maybe they want to keep that flexibility alive.
I think you said it best. I would say it just the way you said it. Like, you know, we want him back, but at the same time, you know, we're determined to be good. And, you know, we'll have other options. But, you know, I think he gives us the best option for us to be a good team.
So they want Holiday back, but the team's determined to be good. Should those two things be at odds with each other if this is who you're going to give a really big contract to? You want Holiday back, but he's not also going to make you good, which is how it would say. Yeah, they think, it, you know, he's the best guy, but we want Holiday back, but we're determined to be good. It's just a really odd way to phrase that. And maybe they realize, giving him $30.1 million the first year or a five-year deal worth $176 million, which is his max, isn't the best way for this team to be good long-term because it limits that flexibility. It's just such an odd thing that, again, in this press conference, no one's coming out and being like, we're going to do everything we can. We're going to be the best team with him here. I think we can make a playoff run. They're really tapering back expectations. And all of these are things you would say if he gets a big deal for another team and just doesn't want to re-sign back with the Pelicans. You'd spin it this way to make yourselves look better and to kind of take some of the burden off of your hands with it. Or if he leaves, you can spin it by saying, hey, you know, we realized the best thing for this franchise was to go after other guys and to use that money elsewhere. And Demp kind of says as much right here.
You know, with, you know, obviously Anthony and DeMarcus under contract, you know, retaining Drew, that gives us a great opportunity to do that. But we're going to look at all options. We're going to look at, you know, we're not going to, we're going to, we're going to be broad in our search, you know, to find the best possible outcomes for this team.
A core of Davis and Cousins who are under contract and then retaining Holiday gives them maybe the best chance to be competitive. And then Demps goes, but, that big fat but that always comes after something. And he says, but we're going to look at all of our options. We want to retain Holiday, but that but is not what you want to hear. And again, or maybe it is, depending on how you feel about Holiday's contract. But again, it doesn't make this front office certain that they're going to bring Holiday back or that they even want Holiday back, which is going to, again, it's the first decision you have to make this offseason on how you want to approach it. So maybe it's they just have a number for Holiday. It's not his max at 30.3 for the first year. Maybe it's $22 million with what they're going to be willing to offer him, and they draw a line in the sand. And if he accepts it, great. If he doesn't, so long, and we'll figure out what's best for the team, because above that isn't the best, you know, opportunity for this franchise and the Pelicans to have flexibility to add pieces around Davis and Cousins in future seasons. You know, it just doesn't seem like these guys are certain on what's going to happen just yet. And I think it could be spin just to get out ahead of when Holiday eventually leaves, or they really truly don't feel he's the guy to lead this team at the point guard position. And Demp says as much in this next clip.
You know, I think that, you know, we're going to have to make some tough decisions, some hard decisions, but we want to do that. But we're going to have to get creative, and, you know, putting the right mix around those guys is going to be, you know, it's going to be important.
So there's the evidence. Let me know what you all think on Twitter. It's at Nola Jake and at Locked On Pels. I see it kind of two ways. One, they're not really sold on Holiday. They have kind of a line in the sand on the contract amount, maybe around $22, $23 million or so, and they're just not going to go above that. And if he walks, then they can spin it of this was the best decision for the franchise going forward. You know, we didn't want to overpay Holiday and then have him hurt any sort of future flexibility. And this is the reason things shook out. And it kind of gives them some plausible deniability and what have you. The other way I could see it going is he just walks and doesn't want to be here anymore for whatever reason. And all of a sudden, the Pels can now spin everything as they just did. Well, he costs too much. You know, we felt that his skill set and the role he was doing wasn't the best fit for us. So he went to another team, and they save face in both of these ways. They don't come off looking cheap. They don't come off looking like they didn't want to, you know, pay their third best player. And if he walks because he just doesn't want to be here, again, for whatever reasons, then he, you know, this team can just be like, look, it doesn't fit. It's not the way to go. We really looked at this, and we all of a sudden determined plan B was the best plan out of all the ones we originally drew up. But it doesn't sound like they're going all in on Holiday. They weren't, you know, effusive in their praise for him. It was just a really interesting press conference to me, and I think Holiday also does really want to be the starting point guard. So those two guys in Demps and Gentry going out and saying, and we kind of see him as a two, it's great he can play off ball, it's one of his strengths, and they're trying to put a positive light on it. I don't know if Holiday's going to take it that way. So that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Pelicans. So like I said, I put the evidence out there. Let me know what you all think. Has the decision already been made on Holiday, whether it's the Pels making that decision or Holiday making that decision himself and not coming back? Let me know on Twitter. It's at Nola Jake, at Locked On Pels. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about DeMarcus Cousins, his fit in the Alvin Gentry style of play. I wrote about it over on bourbonstreetshots.com yesterday. That article's still up there. Take a look. It's got some great numbers, lots of tables and graphs if you like those. And I know the Pelicans do, because that's one of the things that got Alvin Gentry hired on this team. But it shows kind of the role in three-point shooting, and they still play transition and still play Gentry ball with a fast pace. So give it a look. I'm going to break it all down for you guys tomorrow and say, hey, Gentry might actually be the right coach for DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis, because they are certainly doing some things that work quite well. So thank you all for listening today. Again, I'm your host, Jake Madison, and I'll be back with you guys tomorrow.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.